This week is Gambling Harm Awareness Week in Victoria to raise awareness about the harm gambling can do to the community. It comes as research from Monash University shows many gambling operators are using tax rules to fund their operating costs. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
Gambling may start as harmless fun, but it may end up harming families and the community. CEO of the Victorian Responsible Gambling Foundation, Shane Lucas, says this week's events aim to start a conversation about the issue.
We're having about 65 community events across the state, all very much under the theme of talk, share, support, with the view that gambling harm is often quite a hidden and stigmatised issue, makes people quite uncomfortable to talk about their gambling concerns. So hence the nature of our theme. It's really about conversations with individuals, conversations with organisations and communities.
He also says gambling can trigger more serious issues.
Well, in Victoria, we estimate the social costs of gambling harm at about $7 billion a year. So that represents about 550,000 Victorians who gamble and experience harm. That harm can be a very diverse, you know, range of concerns. There might be persons who experience, obviously, financial loss, but it can also be persons who experience social isolation or mental health concerns or drug and alcohol abuse, you know, relationship breakdown. From our perspective, it's a public health issue.
Mr. Lucas says the foundation is implementing strategies to reduce gambling harm in Victoria.
What is very much about looking to support people who are what you might say at the pointy end of harm. So we fund gamblers' help services across the state to give people the range of therapeutic and financial counselling opportunities that they need to try and get back on track with regard to their gambling. We also have a very strong prevention focus. So things like the week that we're having at the moment is really about trying to get ahead of the issue and talk to people before they fall into very serious harm, but talk to them when they're potentially at risk of harm. So we have campaigns. We run a thing called the Love the Game Sporting Club program, where we have relationships with the 10 Victorian-based AFL clubs and a handful of other sporting associations to really talk especially to children.
But according to new research from Monash University, some organizations are funding themselves from the money they supposedly donate to the community. Associate Professor Charles Livingston conducted a study and says tax rules allow gambling organizations to classify operating costs as community donations.
For example, in Victoria, the clubs, if they make such donations and can document them, get an 8 1/3% decrease on their gambling tax. So it's just quite a significant sum of money. What they do is they're required every year to fill in a form which documents what they've given money for. And the problem is we did an analysis of it, myself and my research colleague Louise Francis, and what we found was that the vast majority of the money actually got spent on operating costs. And tragically, this is actually permitted. I mean, in almost all Australian jurisdictions, pokie clubs are allowed to claim their operating expenses.
Associate Professor Livingstone says there's a lot of work to be done, particularly with pokie machine addiction, which caused the most harm.
Well, pokies are the biggest form of gambling in Australia by a fair margin. Australians gamble about $24 billion a year, and about $13 billion of that goes to pokies in clubs and pubs. And there's, of course, additional poker machines in casinos as well, and they're not counted in that. So if you're just looking at pokies in clubs and pubs, they're ubiquitous. They're everywhere in most Australian states. The only state that doesn't allow them in pubs and clubs is Western Australia. They make $13 billion a year, and they're far and away the biggest cause of harm.
He says the gambling tax system needs to change.
And it's the similar situation in Queensland and in New South Wales, where, you know, less than 2% of the money lost on pokies is actually contributed to community purposes that are genuine community purposes and not just, you know, redistributing the money back to themselves or to the benefit of their members. So it's a bit of a rort, to be honest. It's a scheme or a series of schemes around Australia which are intended to make pokie operations look like they are giving back to the community.
If you or someone you know have concerns about this topic, help is always available for you. You can contact Gamblers Help on 1-800-858-858-247.
And that story was by Eduardo Jordan.